Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Mike Ryan of Process Labs knows rotary kilns and recosticizing. Process Labs services are in demand around the world. You can find them online at www.processlaboratories.com or call them at 1-740-775-5520. That's 1-740-775-5520. Tell them you heard about them on Pulp and Paper Radio International.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 27th of May, 2013. The title is Over and Over and Over. The curse of all businesses is killing problems and killing them dead. If you have been in the workforce more than a month, you know the drill. Big problems rear up. People are gathered together in an attempt to solve them. It gets about half solved and then another problem appears. The first one is put aside to deal with the next crisis. The first bounces up again in another year because it was never solved the first time. Managers in charge of manufacturing processes and machinery have gotten fairly good at killing problems and killing them dead. They use some form of root cause analysis, which goes by different names depending on which consulting firm or fad to which you subscribe. There is an advantage when one is dealing with manufacturing processes and machinery. The stuff can't think for itself, it has no personality, and it can't talk back. I have always said, given the same level of professional management, it's easier to manage a manufacturing process than it is a building full of consultants. The inanimate components are one thing, but the fact that the machinery has a nameplate capacity is another great advantage. No matter how upset the supervisors and employees become, the machinery and processes act as a metronome, setting the pace of output in any given unit of time. By the way, a measure of how upset they are is reflected in the safety record of the facility. Upset people have accidents. A group of people working in an office or service environment is another matter. They have no metronome. Their output is hard to measure. They pout. Some days they have energy. So killing their people process problems is much more difficult, for the root cause can change. It can change because people's attitudes change. They change with the weather. They change because someone looked cross-eyed at them. All of this means you have to dig deeper to find the root cause. The best managers that I have seen at this take all the time necessary to talk out and root out the problem at its deepest levels. Time and lots of questions. Deep problems may take days or weeks or months. Not all the time and every day, but a number of sessions, formal and informal. The failure to kill such problems usually occurs simply because we do not take the time to fully explore them. We become bored with them, make incorrect assumptions about others' attitudes and perceptions, and, in our own haste to move on, abandon the exploratory phase far too quickly. So what do you think? How do you go about dealing with intractable management problems? Please share your thoughts with us in the quiz on the website. For safety this week, just read again what I said above. Safety problems often have a genesis in upset people. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Papuri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA.